Here's your Basin Radio Network news from the Gingrich Structures News Center, your local post-frame construction experts.
CCH Shuffling Clinics receives $2.2 million in rural health funding. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. Patients at Campbell County Health will see several clinic locations change in the coming weeks as the hospital reorganizes services. According to the Gillette News Record, CEO Matt Shahan told the CCH board last week that the pediatric clinic has already reopened in Suite F of the medical arts facility recently purchased by the hospital. Occupational health and community wellness have also moved into the former Coalition building on South Medical Arts Court, with additional occupational health services expected to move there from the walk-in clinic. CCH Chief Financial Officer Adam Popp says family practice will move into the pediatric clinic's former space, giving the department additional exam rooms and a more efficient layout. Geriatrics and cardiology will also be placed next to one another, while urology and neurology will move into cardiology's former third-floor location. Hospital officials say the changes are aimed at making services easier for patients to access. Campbell County Health also recently secured more than $2.2 million through the Wyoming's Rural Health Transformation Funds. The money includes $1.7 million for regional EMS and about $200,000 for remote sonography in the emergency department and more than $381,000 for technology designed to reduce paperwork. Former trooper challenges sexual assault conviction in federal court. A former Wyoming Highway Patrol trooper serving 10 to 15 years for first-degree sexual assault is now challenging the conviction in federal court. According to Oil City News, Gabriel Testerman filed a habeas corpus petition August 21st after the Wyoming Supreme Court upheld his conviction last year. A Laramie County jury convicted Testerman of sexually assaulting a former girlfriend in 2021. He was acquitted of two separate sexual assault charges involving another woman. Testerman testified at trial that the encounters were consensual. His new federal petition argues his trial and appellate attorneys were ineffective, including by failing to properly challenge testimony about his sexual history and other alleged prior conduct. The Wyoming Supreme Court considered similar testimony in Testerman's state appeal. Justices found that some statements amounted to previously unnoticed prior bad act evidence, but ruled Testerman failed to show the testimony prejudiced the jury enough to warrant a new trial. The court unanimously affirmed the conviction in May of 2025. Testerman is now asking the federal court to overturn or otherwise grant relief from his state conviction. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shaleen.